Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back in on the Verizon Yankees postgame show, Yankees dropped the series opener in Cincinnati. 6-1 the final score, so the Yankees are 45-33, back to 12 over .500 on the season. Yankees facing the lefty Nick Lodolo, fourth big league season. This is a career year so far for him. And immediately, at Great American Ballpark, that can be a haven for a good hitter, especially an all-time hitter, especially on a sizzling hot day. 93 degrees, ball could be flying out. Thought that might be the case for the Yankees because right away, two out, nobody on first inning. Aaron Judge, today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here comes a 3-1 to Judge. The pitch, swing on a drive deep to left. High, deep, second deck. Here it comes. Goodbye. The big fella checking in already. Home run number 28. RBI number 62. Giving the fans what they came to see. It's 1-0 Yankees.
And that was uncorked off the bat of Aaron Judge. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. So kind of interesting that ended up being the Yankees' lone run tonight. And it happened in an eye blink immediately. And that ball got out in an eye blink to deep left field. Allen Wynans, bottom of the first inning, earning the spot in the rotation. He had a 0.90 ERA at Triple A Scranton. With Yarbrough hitting the IL, Wynans first inning as a Yankee, first start as a Yankee, 1-2-3 on just 9 pitches, including a strikeout of the leadoff man, TJ Friedl, whiffed him on a changeup, completely disposed of him. And then Wynans with that 1-0 lead, he also faced the minimum in the second inning, despite a leadoff single to third from Spencer Steer, guided out there. Wynans, a couple of ground balls, Lux a comebacker, turned it into a force out, and then the struggling Tyler Stevenson, he bounced one as well.
Pitch swing on, hit up the middle. Here's Volpe. He'll flip to DJ for one over to first. Whoa. And they got the double play. 6-4-3. Volpe nicely placed almost behind second base. They turn two and Wynans. Very economical pitching here today. He's got a 1-0 lead here in Cincinnati.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So Wynans making the most of the opportunity early on. You know, two innings, six men faced, and that double play to wipe out anything in the second. Then a 1-2-3 third on just 6 pitches. So Wynans, incredibly, 3 shutout tonight, facing 9 Cincinnati Reds on 24 pitches. But the Yankees leading 1-0 is where the game sort of turned, before Wynans even let it up. Judge, after that first inning jolt, the Yankees were allowing the Reds to hang around too much. Second inning, they couldn't cash in on a 1-out opposite field double from Austin Wells. They stranded first and third, 1 out in that inning. Lodolo just blew fastballs by Dominguez, and Goldschmidt retired the side. Then in the third, leadoff double Cody Bellinger. And Bellinger continues to crush lefties, by the way. But Judge, he flied to deep center field. Judge got Bellinger to tag up and race to third. He's hit it a long way out to center field. But runner at third, 1 out, Stanton struck out. Fastball up. Then Jazz grounded to third. So Wynans had no margin for error in the fourth inning. Yankees had stranded 2 opportunities. They led 1-0. But after the Yankees went down 1-2-3 in the top half of the fourth, Wynans, he won an 8-pitch battle with TJ Friedl, got a ground ball, but then he hit Matt McClain, and that set up the, you know, ultra-dangerous Ellie De La Cruz. And he got the type of fastball here, it makes your eyes widen. Down the middle of the plate, and it's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Here's the pitch, swung on and sent to center field, hit well, going back, Bellinger on the track, reaches up, can't get it, it's over his head, bounces off the wall, he retrieves it, coming around, the score is McClain, Ellie digging for third, he dives in, he's in there with a triple, man, that guy can fly, score's tied at 1 here in the fourth inning.
Electrifying player to watch. That isn't our drive of the game, though. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tuned to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So Spencer Steer with a runner at third, 1 out. All he had to do, sac fly. He drilled one to left. Dominguez caught it, but De La Cruz too quick. Sac fly, and all of a sudden, 2-1. Cincinnati, just like that after the Yankees had wasted those opportunities. So Winans looking to hone in, keep it a 2-1 game. He got ahead of Gavin Lux 0-2, but made a mistake.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Two pitch, swing on, driven to right. Yeah. That's hit pretty well. Judge going back, and it is gone.
So this is second time around. So this is how you adjust when you see this kind of sinker slider guy that doesn't throw hard and hit spots. You adjust to it.
So Gavin Lux, home run number 4, RBI number 34. And 3 consecutive runs scored here by Cincinnati.
Lux in a 1-for-20 before that swing, but padding the Reds' lead in a 3-run fourth inning after Winans had just used 24 pitches through the first 3 innings and faced the minimum. So second time through, the theme tonight. Yankees had an immediate chance to strike back. Chance is a theme again tonight, similar to the opportunities in the second and third. Top 5 against Lodolo. Dominguez leadoff base hit. Goldschmidt lined to deep right. Did get robbed by Fraley, so a bit unlucky there, up against the wall. Bellinger luckier, though, blooped a single over third. So first and second, one out. Judge coming up. Terry Francona pulled Lodolo for the righty Scott Barlow. And on the first pitch, Judge popped to center. And Stanton next. He worked a longer at-bat, but struck out looking. Curveball at the knees, questionably in Stanton's mind, but it was a strike. And it stayed 3-1 Reds. Bottom 5, Winans hit Fraley to start the inning. One on, one out. Fraley, a bullet single to right. Runners at the corners. That was all for Winans. He was done. Ian Hamilton came on. Walked McClain. No command initially and loaded them up. Not ideal because De La Cruz was due up again. He singled to right to give Cincy a 4-1 lead. Bases still loaded. Hamilton, a deep breath, induced a 6-4-3 double play from Spencer Steer and prevented any disaster in that inning. But Barlow, who brushed back that Yankee thread in the fifth inning, bullying them in the sixth inning. Nasty off-speed. He struck out Jazz and Volpe. Got a grounded to first from Austin Wells. In the seventh inning, Nick Martinez, pride of the Bronx and Fordham, a 1-2-3 inning. LeMahieu got robbed on a sliding play in center by Friedel. Dominguez, some tough luck on a deflective comebacker. Back towards the mound, then towards second. Pinball, Dominguez thrown out, and Goldschmidt fanned on a sinker. A 1-2-3, nonetheless, in the seventh against Martinez. So despite the Yankee bullpen and sort of restoring order, Hamilton, his first full inning in the sixth inning, he put up a 0. Then he struck out Encarnacion Strand to begin the seventh. He gave way to Tim Hill, who did the job. He allowed a base hit to Friedel, but he got a double play grounder from Matt McClain. The Yankee bullpen was keeping it a 4-1 game. The Yankees had a chance here. They were harmed by those early chances and a late chance. Eighth inning, door cracked open again. The righty, Tony Santillan, came in, and Bellinger greeted him with a double. His third hit of the night, Bellinger staying locked in. But Santillan pitching around Judge, 2 on, nobody out. And the Yankees bringing the tying run to the plate. 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position the first 7 innings. But they had Stanton, Jazz, Volpe, all as a tying run in the eighth inning.
Stanton tonight, base hit to left. Strikeout looking, strikeout swinging. 1-2 here. Santillan comes set at the belt. Checks the runner at second. Here's pitch. Swing and a miss of a slider. Gaddy. Big out. One down here in the top of the eighth. 0-2 pitch. Jazz swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Blew it by him at 97.
Yeah, that would qualify as blowing it by him, 97, 98. He's getting more and more confident as he's out there.
Runners go, pitch, swung on, hit the right side, right to the first baseman. He'll take it to the bag, Steer, and that'll do it for the Yankee threat. First team in reach, 2 strikeouts and a weak ground ball. That's it for the eighth inning.
And as you'd have it, a missed opportunity, and the star of the night ends up making you pay. Bottom of the eighth inning, Yankees just left 2 more runners out there with nobody out. Ellie De La Cruz, this time swinging around to the right side against a lefty Tim Hill to start the inning. And yeah, put this one to bed.
1-2, pitch, swing on and hit to right field, hit well. Going back, Judge, he's on the track and gone. 6 rows deep, Ellie De La Cruz having a night, his third RBI this evening. That's his 18th home run. Takes his RBI total to 55.
Double shy of the cycle for Ellie De La Cruz, showing out in a 5-1 Reds lead in that eighth inning. That impressive on a sinker outside to take that ball the other way off Tim Hill. And Reds would add another. Once Hill was out after that at-bat against De La Cruz, Mark Leiter Jr. came in. Steer, a firm single to lefty, swiped second. And with two out on a pretty routine grounder to Volpe at short, Trevino legging it out, the former Yankee Jose Trevino legging it out. But the throw way wide from Volpe, and that allowed Steer, who was hustling, to score all the way from second. Scored a hit, not an error, but it scored the Reds 6 runs. And a 6-1 Reds win over the Yankees. And well, despite a two-out single by Dominguez in that ninth inning against the closer Emilio Pagan, nothing else for the Yanks, whose only run tonight was that Judge demolition-type blast in the first inning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.